إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, one of my areas of expertise in consulting is change management. So I am going to do, inshallah, set of four further reminders on the issue of driving change. Because perhaps this is one of the most important things for us today, both at a personal level and at a larger level, organizational as well as national, regional. Just to give an overall framework for these four sets of reminders starting from today, inshallah, there are four steps to driving change, to bringing about permanent change. First one is own it, second one is analyze it, third one is fix it, and fourth one is test it. So these are the four steps that you need to take if you want to create change, or if you want to make sure that the change is permanent, that we do. So let's see how it works. The first reason, let me approach it from the pain side. First and foremost is to ask yourself what needs to be changed. And that's in a way it's a no-brainer, because what needs to be changed is what is hurting. As simple as that. I mean, if something is good, why do you change it? You don't know it. That also is a good test to ask the question, which is to say that, am I responsible for this? There may be many things that need to be changed, but what is it that I am responsible for? You are responsible for that which is hurting you. If your head is aching, I won't feel the pain, because that pain is in your head, it's not in my head. So who must eat the medicine? Not me. I don't have the headache, it's your headache. So the first and foremost thing or step in the management of change is to own it. Meaning, own the thing that needs to be changed. Saying that this is mine. Now, for that, we say stop the blame game. Stop the blame game. This perhaps the single biggest reason why change does not happen, even where change is for an outsider, for a consultant like me or for anyone outsider, the need for change is clearly obvious. There is no doubt about that. Outsiders may think, what is wrong with this person or what is wrong with these people? Why don't they do something about this? It's very clear to the outsiders. But the insiders, the people who are actually involved in that change, quite paradoxically, because they are the ones who are feeling the pain. But if you ask them, why is this happening? You will always invariably hear things which blame somebody else. It's always somebody else's fault. Let me give you a few examples. One of the classic ones is marriages. You find that a marriage happens. Why does a marriage happen in the first place? There's only one reason why a marriage happens. Because these two parties, at the individual level, the husband and wife, and in our culture, at a larger level, the two families, they like each other. Nobody marries somebody because I hate this person, I detest this person, I have no respect for this person is a vile human being, but I want to marry him. This doesn't happen, right? So the reason a marriage happens is because these two people, the two individuals and their families, they like each other. Then why does it go bad? And we know it goes bad. I mean, this is, Allah protect us, this is nothing new. I mean, this is now today, it has become so common that I don't know whether it is justified to say that more of them go bad than go good, wallah alam. But at the same time, definitely many, many marriages, and many of them fall apart literally within weeks. You know, you get married, within 1 month, something's gone wrong. By 2 months, something's gone wrong. Within 1 year, something's gone wrong. So, The question is, if you talk to those people, I have yet to come across, I'm not saying there's nobody like that, but I have yet to come across somebody who said, this is my fault. Why did your marriage go bad? The person says, this is my fault. The reason my marriage has gone bad, the reason I am now looking for a divorce, the reason why I am now, wanting to break up, is because of 1, 2, 3, 4 things that I, one letter, that I did or did not do. I have yet to come across this. It's always the fault of somebody else. And if they can't find anybody else, they will blame Shaitan. Shaitan did this. हमारे कानों पे पर्दे पड़ गए, हमारे आँखों पे पर्दे पड़ गए, शैतान ऐसा करा, वो फलाना ऐसा करा, वो ढिकाना ऐसा करा. इट्स ऑलवेज somebody else's fault. It's never your fault. अजीब. Whereas, what does the Quran teach us? The reason I'm saying this is because to bring the Islam into this. What does the Quran teach us? What did Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, the two of them, our mother and father, when they made a mistake, what did they say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did they say, Shaitan ki galti hai, Shaitan is the one, he is the one who led us. Allah is saying this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is what Shaitan did. But when Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, when they are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which also Allah narrated in the Quran, did they blame Shaitan? Did they say, humare aankhon pe parde pad gaye, kaanon pe parde pad gaye, you know, we could not see, we could not hear, this happened, that happened, Shaitan led us astray. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. O our Rabb, we have done zulum on ourselves. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. 100% owning responsibility for what happened. Not blaming anybody. Does it mean nobody is involved? No, of course people are involved. Does it mean to say Shaitan is not? Of course he is involved. But Shaitan does not take you by the hand, Shaitan does not take you by your neck, Shaitan does not drag you by your feet, Shaitan does not tie you in ropes and or chains and drag you into sin. No, Shaitan only gives waswasa. He only whispers in your ear. That is all. Decision is whose? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the day of judgment, when people will curse Shaitan, what will he say? فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't send lanat on me, send lanat on yourself. Why? Because my job was to whisper, I whispered. Who told you to listen to me? You should have walked away. You should have plugged your ears. You should have had the sense, after all you were a Muslim. After all you were praying. After all you knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you are not a Muslim, you are a rational human being. At least you like to call yourself that. What happened to your brain? What happened to your reasoning power? And if something happened to it, don't blame me. It's yours. I can't find a more beautiful example of owning responsibility for one's actions than in this story of Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah. Complete ownership. No blame to anybody. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. No Allah, this is our fault. Nobody else. This is our fault. Shaitan may have told us, something may have happened, but we decided to do it. Who did the action? I did the action. You did the action. And if I did the action, I'm responsible. Simple. Now, that's one example. Take what happens in careers. That's another area of my work. Career guidance and so on. Invariably, my boss is like this, my subordinate is like this one, falana aisa hai, dikana aisa hai, this one, that one. Arey boss, tum bhi to kuch hai na yaro. What are you for? My career, I'm not getting promoted, very good, okay, you didn't get. Tell me in the last 3 months, which book did you read relating to your work? Which book did you read relating to your work which added to your knowledge? Zero. Last 6 months? Zero. Last 25 years? Zero. Then you want to get promoted, how? On the basis of what? So you will not do anything to upgrade your knowledge, you will not do anything to upgrade your experience, you will not write a report, you will not present a paper, you will not write a book, you will do nothing, एंड देन यू वॉन्ट टू ब्लेम द ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, यू वॉन्ट टू ब्लेम दिस वन दैट वन. नहीं, तासु भाई साहब, मुसलमानों के दुश्मन आए, हमारे को फीस फुकट को दे रहे लोग. 100% ऑफ माई क्लाइंट्स आर नॉन मुस्लिम. द ओनली क्लाइंट्स हु आर मुस्लिम आइदर दे वॉन्ट डिस्काउंट्स और दे विल यूज फ्रेंडशिप और दे विल टेल लाइज. एंड द ओनली टू इंस्टेंसेज वेयर आई हैव बीन ड्यूप्ड लिटरली आफ्टर डूइंग द वर्क नॉट पेड, बोथ द केसेस मुस्लिम्स. एब्सोल्युटली शेमफुल. आई डोंट केयर. On the day of judgment, I will collect. Believe me, I am not going to leave anything. So I am very happy. But my point I am saying is that all of this is absolute nonsense. People want a product. They want value. They don't care whether you are a Muslim or a Hindu or you are worshipping a pillar, you are worshipping a rock or you are worshipping. They don't care. What is it? It's not their problem. If they are coming to you for what you provide, whether you are a surgeon, whether you are an architect, whether you are a builder, whether you are a businessman, whether you are a consultant, whether you are a teacher, whatever, right? Whether you are a driver of a car, whether you are a sweeper of a street, what are people looking for? They are looking for excellence in your product or service, period. Nothing else. Whether you have a topi on your head or you have two horns sticking out of your head, they don't care. And if you are giving them that excellence, they will pay you. They will pay you, they will appreciate it, they will be thankful to you, they will support you, they will promote you. For the last 20 years, I have done zero marketing. Not one single cold call for the last 20 years. And people who have attended my courses 20 years ago, still today they call me. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. But I know how hard I work when I am doing something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how hard I work. I don't do it for fun. I love my job. I absolutely would not do anything else. So my point is that this blame game is what destroys us. So it's always somebody else's fault. I gave you two examples, marriages and careers. I can give you many more examples. I won't do that. Very briefly, same thing happens at a collective level. Simple question. Ask somebody, what is the issue with Muslims in India? Find me one person who will say, "Hamari galti hai, I have to do something." Ek ko pucha. Personal law board ki galti hai, Jamiat ul Ulama ki galti hai, Ufalani ki galti hai, Asaduddin Awaisi ki galti hai, wo iski. It's always somebody else's fault. Ask people, what is wrong with our Indian economy? It's always somebody else's fault. As the ruling party, they will blame the opposition. As the opposition, they blame the ruling party. Take at a bigger global level, you say, what is the problem with the world today? American foreign policy, what the Jews are doing, what IMF is doing, what World Bank is doing. I am not saying that all of these things are false. All of these things have some truth in it. Absolutely no doubt about that. But the fact remains that we as individuals are also responsible, and until we stand up and look in the mirror and say, this person in the mirror is the one who is responsible, which is me, what must I do? And the question is, you have to ask, what must I do, what can I do, and do it. So stopping the blame game, stop blaming. If it is hurting you, then it belongs to you. So the first step of change management is to own it. Why must you own it? Because unless you own it, you can't change it. The only one who can change something is the one who owns it. Very simple example. If there is something in your car that needs to be changed, I can't change it for you. I can try to tell you, change the color of your car, doesn't work. But end of the day, it's your car. Unless you want to change something, it won't happen because it belongs to you. Same thing is the issue of our habits. Same thing is the issue of whatever you want. We have to own, we actually own it, but we have to accept that I own it. For example, if I am not able to pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid, whose fault is it? Try this as an experiment. Seriously, ask you know, your friends and so on. Who keep no no the panna sa how hai na aap kai gune padra pucho 100% ya to shaitan nahi to kya karu sa wo daawat mein jana tha wo farana tha hamesha kisi aur ki always it is somebody else's I mean you ask the same person supposing you had a flight to catch at 5:15 means you have to go 1 hour to the airport 1 hour reporting time so 3 o'clock in the morning did you how many people miss flights tell me उस वक्त नहीं शैतान नहीं रहता देयर इज नो दावत देयर इज नो शैतान यू मेक श्योर यू गेट बिकॉज द प्लेन इज गोइंग टू गो अल्लाह में रहते हैं हमेशा सो द इशू इज ट्राई दिस एज एक्सपेरिमेंट यू नो सिट विद योर फैमिली एंड आस्क देम ईच पर्सन से आइडेंटिफाई समथिंग दैट इज हर्टिंग यू वॉट एवर इट इज राइट एंड देन से व्हाई इज इट हर्टिंग यू आई कैन प्रॉब्ली गारंटी यू दैट देयर इज नॉट वन हु विल से दिस इज माइन आई ओन इट बट द फैक्ट इज यू ओन इट यू वेदर यू लाइक इट और नॉट इट बिलोंग्स टू यू And until we accept that this thing is my issue, we will never change it. So the first and most important lesson that I want to remind myself anew is, let us own our issues and own our problems. Let us stop the blame game. I want to close by telling you one of the most impactful incidents, telling you about one of the most impactful incidents that have happened in my life. I was in Seattle. I was doing a consulting assignment for one of Microsoft's ancillaries. And at the end of that assignment, I was to present my findings to their top management group, which was, they were having a 3-day retreat on an island. So on the last day, I was to go and present this report to them. So one of the secretaries came to pick me up from my hotel and drive me to that place. We had to go somewhere, take a ferry and go. And this lady, when she turned up, I was very surprised and to put it mildly, shocked. This lady was probably, she weighed about maybe 250 or 300 pounds. She was huge. She wasn't very tall, so she was massive. And you know, when she walked, it was like watching a mountain moving. And as we were going into the car, I'm thinking to myself, I hope she has a big car because, you know, where is she going to sit and where am I going to sit and so on. So anyway, we got to the car. And as we took our seats, she saw the expression on my face. I was trying to keep it, trying to hide it, but I guess she was used to people reacting to her appearance. Without a word, she opened the dashboard and she pulled out a photograph and showed it to me. When I looked at the photograph, it was a picture of the same lady, and she, in that picture, at least, she looked twice her size. She looked double the size that I was seeing. She was like a house. I mean, she was massive. So I said, for God's sake, how much weight did you lose? So she says to me, I lost 150 pounds. Close to between 150 and... So she said, 150 pounds. So I said, how do you lose 150 pounds? I mean, this is like... You know, I mean, to me it was like crazy. I mean, 150 pounds. I mean, how do you lose 150 pounds? She said to me just one line. She pointed to her mouth and she said, I realized that this is my mouth. It was like, you know, an electric bulb went off in my head. She said, I realized that this is my mouth. And then she said that I realized that nobody can put anything in it. Nobody but me can put anything in my mouth. But the most impactful line was this, this is my mouth. Now imagine, here is this woman who says, I took ownership for my weight. And I decided and I realized and I owned up to this fact that this is my mouth. And the result is she lost 150 pounds and she said, I am
on the way to losing more. I'm still doing the whatever diet that she was doing. Now, this is the point I'm making, that unless we stop playing the blame game, nothing will change. I want to end by this with this wonderful couplet that was sent to me by a very dear friend of mine, which says, Kursi hai, tumhara ye janaza to nahi hai. Kursi hai, tumhara ye janaza to nahi hai. Kuch kar nahi sakte to utar kyu nahi jate. Kursi hai, tumhara ye janaza to nahi hai. Kuch kar nahi sakte to utar kyu nahi jate. The poet is saying, this is a chair. He's talking to somebody in authority, in a leadership position, who is not doing what they should be doing, and they are claiming to be helpless and so on and so forth. He's saying to the person, this thing you are sitting in, this is your chair. It is not your janaza. If you cannot do something, why don't you get off? Why don't you leave your chair? Now, I think this is probably a beautiful couplet to send to all of our leaders, because most of them are sitting in their chairs as if they are their janazas. But the point is that at the end of the day, this is the point I'm making here. Unless you own it, you cannot change it, because we can't change that which we do not own. Basic principle in life, you cannot change something that you don't own. So if you don't own the problem, you will never find a solution. Solutions are only given to those who have the problem, not to somebody else. A medicine is eaten or should be eaten only by the person who is feeling the pain. And if you say that this is not my pain, it is somebody else's pain, then that medicine you will never eat and you will never be cured until you die. And that's the message I want to leave with myself and you, that let us own our problems.
Inshallah, tomorrow, next step. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.